Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And those sermons and lessons can't cover every single detail, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information, a bit more background. They're putting the verses under a bit more of a microscope. And today we're doing one last podcast on verse 1 of chapter 3 of Hebrews, and going to look a little bit ahead into this chapter as we do so. So verse 1 says, "Therefore, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess." And now in the rest of the chapter, he's going to go on and make a comparison between Jesus and Moses, pointing out where they have some similarities and pointing out where they are very significantly different. So we have Moses, the servant, in this chapter, kind of fighting a little battle with Jesus, the son. Moses, the servant, as against Jesus, the son. So how does our writer do this and put these two characters into their correct perspective? So there would have been a thought amongst the Jewish Christians that this was written to, that perhaps the writer is putting Moses down. I mean, Moses, the great lawgiver, Moses, the most humble man who ever lived, Moses, the one who spoke to God as face to face. And already the writer has shown how amazing Jesus is and how superior he is to the angels. But what about Jesus? Well, you don't diminish Moses or make him less significant by showing how amazing Jesus is. Instead, what you do is you give Moses his rightful place. And that rightful place is certainly a place of honor, a place of tremendous honor. Moses was faithful in verse 2 in all God's house. And he, verse 5, faithful as a servant in all God's house, testifying to what would be said in the future. Moses was faithful. There's no qualification of that there. There is no hesitation in the writer there. He was faithful. It's just that Jesus is on another level. He is just different. He is the apostle and high priest whom we need. Moses was the leader who led the people of God to the borders of the promised land of a physical and temporal nature, as opposed to Jesus, who is the leader who led the people of God into the eternal promised land, then gives us the new life that begins now and continues in eternity. Now, there is a difference between Moses and Jesus. Moses, amazing. Who amongst us could hold a candle to him? And yet, Jesus, so far superior. Of course, Moses was called and sent, and so was Jesus called and sent, as we'll talk about more in chapter 3. But also, so are we called and sent. We share in the heavenly calling here in verse 1, and we confess that Jesus is the apostle and our high priest. And perhaps also something that's going on here is the writer is reminding them of their previous boldness in owning up, confessing, speaking out loud, speaking up to say, we are just as much as we used to honor Moses and still honor him, but now we honor Jesus all the more, and we're not afraid or ashamed to own up to that to other people. And it seems that they are holding back in the way that they used to be bold in sharing their faith, and they used to be bold in telling others about Jesus and courageous. Now they are giving in to their fears. Well, how much that happens to us sometimes, that at times we were bold and courageous, but then other times we get timid. Yet still we should remember that Jesus is so amazing, he's worth telling other people about. So as much as we might be proud to be associated with any person, let us always be more proud to be associated with Jesus than anybody else, even than Moses. As someone said about this passage, Moses loved God, but Jesus is God. That's why we confess our love of him with all the confidence that we have. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 2. Until then, if you want to find out more about our church work, we are on nwlcc.org. You can contact me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and you can find us on iTunes. Search for MCCX under podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.